When what's to believe a first in this country, a coronial inquest will investigate whether systemic racism has contributed to a death in custody. In December in 2017, Yorta Yorta woman Tanya Day died 2 weeks after she was pulled off a train that was travelling from Bendigo to Melbourne and arrested for public drunkenness. The Coroner's Court of Victoria yesterday has decided to expand the scope of the inquest into her death to consider whether racism was a factor. April Watson is Tanya Day's daughter. She joins me now from Melbourne. April, welcome to breakfast.
Hi, thank you.
Also joining us, Ruth Barson, Director of Legal Advocacy at the Human Rights Law Centre, who's representing Tanya Day's family at the coronial inquest. Ruth Barson, welcome back to breakfast.
Thanks, Fran. Thanks for having me.
April, can I begin with you? You said in a statement to the court, quote, "I do believe that she would have been treated differently if she were white." Do you feel vindicated by the coroner's decision to consider systemic racism as a factor in your mother's death?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I still stand by that statement that I had made. And we as a family are very happy that she's accepted our submission of systemic racism and hope that it shines a light on the system that's failed our mum and that's obviously led her dying in police custody.
I'll come back to this story, April, just for us you to remind us what happened to your mum. But Ruth, just in terms of legal terms, what's the significance of this decision by the coroner to investigate if racism played a role in Tanya Day's death?
This is a momentous decision, Fran, because to our knowledge, it's the very first time that a coroner's court has said that all of the evidence before it can be scrutinised through the lens of racism, that evidence can be called about policies, practices and training. And so in essence, Fran, it means it's now open to the court to find that racism kills.
April, just remind us, if you can, if it's not too painful, how your mother, Tanya Day, was taken off the train in Castlemaine in December in 2017. What happened to her then?
So Mum was asleep on the train when she was approached by the V-line conductor, and they had awoken her and called the police. And even when they had actually called the police, they had identified her as an Aboriginal woman. So that was a first warning sign for us. And, you know, it's hard for us to believe that Mum was acting unruly, as they say, when she was just asleep. And that, you know, just goes to show that if that was another woman, would she have been treated the same way? And we don't believe so.
You mean if that was a white woman?
Exactly.
She was asleep, April. Was your mum drunk?
She had been drinking, but she wasn't on the train doing anybody any harm. She wasn't being a nuisance. No one even actually noticed that Mum was on the train.
As you or someone close to you have said, people don't die in custody coming home from the Melbourne Cup, and the inference is plenty of them are drunk and probably nodding off. Exactly. What happened when she got to the prison cell?
They had placed Mum in the police cell, and pretty early on from her time in there, she had hit her head multiple times. That resulted in a traumatic head injury. And, you know, it's another thing of why we wanted systemic racism to be looked at is because, you know, she's been placed in a police cell. The police have failed their duty of care to even monitor Mum effectively.
And I think you also found that when the family did come to pick up your mum, she wasn't there. She was in the hospital. But there was a minimising of the trouble she was in, wasn't there?
Exactly. From the moment that she entered that cell, it was a minimising of what had happened to her and the severity of her injury. You know, they had actually said that she had a knock to the noggin. You know, it's pretty insulting that knock to the noggin had actually killed our mother. So, you know, from the very moment that she went in there, they weren't truthful about how serious her condition was.
And at that point, did you and your family, I think it was your brother who went there, did you feel that the police were treating your mum different because she was Indigenous?
Well, from what they were saying, you know, she was okay. So when we had got there, we had realised that everything that they had said was a lie. And then obviously through the months that have come out and the truth's come out, we've come to find that they weren't even monitoring her effectively. They put her in an unsafe situation and left her there.
So April, did you think the police, that as you just said then, everything they were telling you was a lie, do you think it was a lie or do you think they didn't notice or they didn't care?
Well, it would be a lie if they didn't care and they didn't notice, because they definitely weren't checking on her. So there was a zero care factor for her welfare and her health. And then that trickles down to them lying about it because they know that they're not doing their job, but they're telling us otherwise.
Ruth Busson, what was the legal debate that led to the coroner accepting to consider whether racism was a, systemic racism was a factor in the death of Tanya Day?
Well, I'll just quickly, Fran, go back to the conversation that you were just having with April, to zoom out and say that we now know that at the time that Tanya died, Aboriginal women were 10 times more likely to be targeted by police for being drunk in public than non-Indigenous women. And this is despite the fact that, as you alluded to, most people have committed this offence of being drunk and being in public, whether it's coming home from the races, a pub or a club. But as you've heard from April, from the very beginning, Tanya's children have said that they believe their mother's treatment by people in positions of power and her ultimate death was a direct result of her being an Aboriginal woman. Racism, Fran, is fatal, made more so by the fact that it is invisible to those who don't experience it.
In terms of that, that figure you just gave us, that at the time of the death, Aboriginal women were approximately 10 times more likely to be targeted by police for being drunk in public than non-Indigenous women, what about those likely to be locked up for it? Is this, is that the normal response when police are called for public drunkenness, that people are locked up?
Well, it's very difficult to actually get clear data from the police, but what we do know, and the truth of the matter in this instance, is that Tanya Day should have never, ever been locked up, that for the past 30 years, inquiry after inquiry has recommended that this offence of public drunkenness be repealed. Tanya Day would be alive if the Victorian government had done the right thing and got rid of this offence of public drunkenness. Laws that criminalise behaviour for some people that is completely overlooked for others.
This was a recommendation from the Royal Commission into Black Deaths in Custody, wasn't it?
That's correct, and numerous inquiries since.
So just before we leave the legal speak, how is systemic racism defined for the court? Ruth?
Sorry, Fran. Racism, both conscious and unconscious, is when people harbour prejudicial opinions or stereotypes about certain racial groups. Systemic racism is when those beliefs are embedded within cultures, practices and procedures of systems and organisations like Victoria Police or V-Line or even the legal system itself. What this decision means, that if the coroner finds that racism did play a part in Tanya's treatment and her death, then she can make broader recommendations about how to address it. It is now open to the court, as I said earlier, to find that racism kills, and more broadly, racism will never be addressed unless it's actually named. And this decision is a really important step in the legal system, identifying and then remedying the racial discrimination that is at the heart of how so many Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are treated by the legal system and by those in power.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 14 past eight. Our guests are Ruth Busson. Ruth is Director of Legal Advocacy at the Human Rights Law Centre, and April Watson. April Watson is the daughter of Tanya Day. Tanya Day died after she was arrested for public drunkenness, and she was locked up, fell over a number of times, hit her head on the cell, and 2 weeks later she was dead. April, it's obviously not going to make any difference to what happened to your mum and your grief around that for you and your family. But if the coronial inquest does prove that systemic racism was a contributing factor in your mother's death, what would that mean for you? What difference would it make for you, April?
It's a bittersweet moment for our family, you know. Like, obviously, like you said, it doesn't bring our mother back, but mum fought for families that are like us in this situation, and it means everything to us that the truth has been brought to light and that mum gets the justice that she deserves.
And in terms of change behaviour, because obviously if this finding was played out, it should and it would or should lead to change behaviour within our institutions, within the police. Victoria Police have already launched an inclusion strategy last year in 2018, so this is after your mother's death, in a bid to improve relations with the Victorian Aboriginal community. Do you take any comfort from that? Have you or your family been consulted by the police in this?
Honestly, that actually means absolutely nothing to me. I wasn't even aware of that, and I've seen no efforts by the police, even in the Aboriginal community, to show that they're making that sort of change. So I guess time will tell, but as in like this time right now, no.
What about you, Ruth, the Human Rights Law Centre? Have you seen any change behaviour? The Victorian Police launched this inclusion strategy last year. Seen any difference? They're meant to be part of it is auditing existing police stations to make them feel more welcoming and safe for Indigenous Australians?
I can only confirm and back in what April just said, but I think more broadly, this isn't just about changed behaviour. This is about changing the law, and it's actually incumbent on Premier Andrews to now get rid of the offence of public drunkenness and deal with the racism that leads to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people like Tanya Day being targeted and locked up. If the Premier doesn't repeal the offence of public drunkenness, then deaths in custody will continue.
Ruth Barson and April Watson, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me, Fran.
April Watson is the daughter of Tanya Day. Tanya Day died in 2017 after she was locked up by police for public drunkenness. She fell over a number of times in her cell, hurt her head, was hospitalised and died 2 weeks later. And the historic finding was the decision by the coroner in Victoria yesterday that the coronial inquest into the death of Tanya Day will consider whether systemic racism contributed to this death in custody. So April Watson is the daughter of Tanya Day. Ruth Barson is Director of Legal Advocacy at the Human Rights Law Centre. We did seek a statement from Victoria's Police. We'll make that available on our website when we received it. Thank you for your comments, some of you, in relation to this story. Gregoria says, what a shameful thing that some of us still treat Aboriginal people so cruelly. Shame on our country still. Systemic racism yet again. Another of you writes, many people's lives have been saved by protective custody when they are found drunk in the community.